Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't want to sound preachy here. Can I encourage you to just be nice?
Sure.
And here's why. And I'm not trying to be all like, look what I did, but there's a reason why I'm bringing this up. I flew out to Nashville over the weekend, and at the San Diego very busy Terminal 1 airport, we all know what's going on there. I was walking towards the escalator, and there was a young woman who was also walking towards the escalator, and it seemed from my peripheral that we were going to get there right at the exact same time.
Okay.
So I stepped back.
Be honest, did you speed up?
No, you stepped back. I stepped back. Don't rain on my parade.
I'm sorry. That's a common thing for people to like, oh,
yeah, well,
just because you don't want to ride side by side up with a stranger.
This is a nice story.
Okay.
I, being a gentleman, madam, to step back and gave her my like a hand. Go ahead. She goes, thank you, sir. Now you think the story would end there. I'd have been happy if it did.
Yeah.
Went up. Had about an hour till my flight. Miracles of all miracles, I found an empty stool at the one bar in Terminal 1, got myself a Caesar salad and something to drink, and proceeded with my lunch. Wouldn't you know, I'm sitting right next to the young woman who I led up the escalator, who was there with a young man. She says, excuse me, sir. I'm like, uh-oh, yes?
Huh.
I just want you to know that you make me laugh. And Tammy makes me laugh every day.
Aww.
Thank you so much for what you do for us. And her name was Sandra. I think Sandra. Her brother's name was Carlos. Unfortunately, they were flying to a funeral of an aunt in the Carolinas. I think it was South Carolina. We got to talking.
Yeah.
And it just, first of all, it made my day. I don't know, just a simple gesture of letting somebody onto an escalator before me led to something really kind of cool.
I had that happen recently at the gym, and a woman came up to me and she said, I've been coming here for quite a while and I've seen you there, but I wanted to leave you alone for a while because I know that you're here working out. But I figured I need to come say hi to you. And it was so sweet and so nice. And I think you're bringing this up. First of all, don't ever be afraid to say hi to us.
Yes.
You know, and be nice. Because sometimes people forget that part. I mean,
Especially at the airport,
and we're a part of your morning, and it feels really good when you come up to share with us what we do in your life. That matters because that's what we do for a living.
And that's why I'm bringing this up, because the actual opportunity to change someone's mood, to get them out of a bad place just by a laugh, it's a tremendous honor, and I'll say it, it's a big responsibility, one that we're totally ready for, and obviously something that we really embrace. I want to thank Sandra, and I want to thank Carlos, just two of the nicest people I've ever met. They were so kind. They love KSON. They've been listening since way before we are here. They're natives. I'm sorry for your loss, you guys, but you really made me feel good. I needed to feel good. I'm not going to share why, but it was just a nice time to meet you, and I mean, just be nice. And that's really all it is.
Well, and I'm going to add this because we do love it when you come up and say hi. You said be nice. Sometimes I know that we feel like we are part of your family. Keep that in mind sometimes when you say something to one of us, particularly John, because sometimes people think they can just say kind of mean things to you.
Like you do. I wonder who inspires that. No, I'm just playing.
Don't say mean things to you.
I am just playing, but yes.
I'm just trying to say be nice to John, because just as of late.
You don't have to say that.
Well, as of late, some people feel like they can just say whatever they want to you, and that's not always a nice thing.
There's a silver lining to that.
Yeah.
I try to look at it as you know me, and you know what adult I can be, and what a goof and a dope. And you feel, because you know me for so long on the air, that you have that right, I guess, for lack of a better word, to say whatever you want. And sometimes it's just not polite.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you for that. And remember to be nice.
Yes.
And Carlos and Sandra, it was wonderful to meet you.
Oh, I can't wait to meet him in person, too.
Now 833-287-1037. Let's get you and your family to SeaWorld by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.